What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. So, I'm super excited. I just got off of a really awesome phone call. I am doing a little collaboration with someone who I think you guys are really going to love. He's got a huge following. He has an incredible message. We just align on a lot of things. So I'm very excited. You guys are going to actually meet him on Friday. He's going to be on the podcast. We're going to talk about relationship stuff. So I asked for listener request and you guys gave it to me. So probably it's going to take me like 2 weeks to do this, but I have another awesome surprise for you guys. Dropping out the framework for a group, coaching class. Just a quick pop-up. It's going to be like, I think the next 2 weeks, I can get you guys in there, but we'll give you all the details on Friday, where you're going to have both of our perspectives. Okay. And I think that really does help a lot to have a male and female perspective, because honestly, men struggle in relationships as much as women. And we don't think they do because they are not as vocal about the things, but guys have common weakness, and that does affect where you are in the relationship. And I feel like part of what makes my marriage great and what helps us, you know, maintain that level of being strong is that I've made myself whole enough. Like, I have loved myself before I've expected any love from him. So I've had the space and the capacity to be able to see what his weakness could be and how I could help him grow through it rather than making him feel bad about it. Okay. And that's kind of what we do. We end up becoming, humans are very manipulative, and every single one of us has a narcissistic tendency, 100%, but men struggle with things. Okay. Especially, in this day and age, there is just a lot of, I mean, the world is upside down and we are missing a lot of the roles that we were meant to play. Like, we don't have as much masculinity in the world as we should. And the men that are standing up for this, they do have these fears. And in this economy and the things that are happening, the world is just as shaky for them. But men stress about money 100%. And especially because there is that expectation of, you know, the man does take care of the house and the women, you know, we do our part. It's stressful. It's stressful. I promise that they are worried about things, not just money, but, you know, they have feelings and that's hard for them to admit. Okay. Pain is a real thing for them. And sometimes that comes out as anger. And one of the, you know, they get scared. There is a level of fear with every man, no matter where you are in the relationship, there is some level of fear when things are shaky, 100%. And pride is definitely probably the biggest weakness when it comes to men. And it's easy for them to be in their pride and to stick to their pride. Even the moments that they know it's wrong, it's probably their biggest weakness. Okay. This is what happened. Men were raised not to cry. Oh, you know, don't cry. Boys don't cry. Boys don't cry. Men don't talk about their feelings. That is kind of how the dynamic has gone, right? That's just how people were raised. I know that's, you know, part of where my husband was at. And something with my kids, now we're trying to balance, you know, them being emotionally mature, being able to have the empathy, have the compassion, be able to stand up for their needs, but still have that masculine energy about them. Women just want to feel safe. They want to feel safe. They want to feel secure. They want to feel loved and they want to be taken care of. Guys think we have this huge guidebook for relationships, but that's not true. Okay. And there's a lot of challenges when you get men and women together. Okay. It seems like in the beginning, it's all fun and games. You've got your honeymoon period, but relationships are meant to evolve. And life is going to happen to you. The ability to handle the challenges effectively, this is going to be what determines how successful your relationship is going to be. Every relationship faces challenges, 100%. It is very toxic red flag when I meet someone who says we never fight. And I would say that about my husband all the time. Like, we never fight. He would fight himself, But there are things that we would disagree on, 100%. And sometimes it was more about protecting the peace than being right. Even today, you know, my husband and I are talking and he's talking about a situation, and this is a conversation we're going to have too. I had a listener request, someone who wants to talk about, you know, their struggle with step parents and in-laws. And I have a lot to say about this. I've been struggling with this and I'm happy to talk about that. So that's an episode coming up. Make sure you guys are subscribed so you do not miss what's coming. But, you know, he's like, I just don't even bring this stuff up because I spend all of my time with you and this is what I want to protect, right? In a way that he didn't want me to feel hurt, upset, uncomfortable in any way. So it's easier for him just to ignore outside situations. And I do love that about him, but at the same time, you know, I don't want the resentment. I want him to help me grow through the situations, right? Not just always protect me. And so he doesn't, you know, have to hear, because I make comments. Absolutely. I make comments and we have friction. Okay. We have disagreements. We have places where we don't align. I know I was so, you know, we just don't, we fight maturely, I guess, is the thing. So it's like we have the disagreement and there's a point in our conversation where it's, we just agree to disagree. And then every single time we do that, we'll walk away. We still love each other. We're still, you know, kissing each other goodnight. There's no, we aren't harboring the emotion. We're not carrying it through the next conversation, but the next day it'll come up. It always comes up. I know there was a situation where I'm, you know, trying to express myself about my coaching and how it's evolved and how, you know, I feel like I really brought the enemy into a lot of that. I opened up gates that were not my business to open. Okay. And I really needed to focus back on God. He wasn't quite understanding what I was saying. And it just didn't, the conversation didn't end well. And the next day the conversation came up and I kind of explained it in a different way. And he's like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. So we just see a different side of that, but we're not harboring the anger. Okay. Red flag if someone is like, we never fight, because I guarantee someone is harboring resentment. Someone is holding so much in that they're going to fucking blow their lids someday. Okay. One of those things, we'll just talk about some challenges. Okay. These are some struggles and these are some of the conversations I've had in my inbox, but, this is one of the challenges that I think people face. And that's the realization that your partner isn't everything you need. Expectations are high in relationships and that fucks you up every time. Before you know the other person well, it's easy to imagine that they're everything you'd ever need. They're your soulmate, your sounding board, your best friend, your perfect lover. And after, you know, 4 or 5 years of being married to someone, you're going to see the truth. Your partner is not everything you need. I could never, and everybody, when you are, you know, dating someone and you're young and you're in that thing, you feel like your needs are being met because you are blind, right? Love is blind. That's a real thing. But the truth is no single person can completely satisfy the needs of someone else ever, ever. So, you know, that means my husband isn't going to sit through, you know, the rom-com movies. So I'm going to go watch those movies with my, you know, college girls. Then I get my fix. I'm happy. I didn't force him through it. Right. What is something I'm not going to play video games. Well, I have been with the kids actually. So that's a lie. Well, my husband likes he has an hour every single night that he, you know, is uninterrupted where he just has his time and he has that's his thing. I could never fulfill that doing anything else. Like he has a specific routine. I 100% cannot be his whole source of happiness, nor could he be mine. And when you have this expectation of someone, you're going to have so much friction. You have to be solid with yourself. Okay. You have to be the soulmate that you've never had. You have to be the best friend. You have to communicate to create the perfect lover. There is no one is going to hit all these marks. And that is part of growing a relationship because that's an incredible gift about staying committed and not just calling it quits at the first sign of being uncomfortable. Is that you will grow to be the people you need for each other. Literally today, again, you guys, I am I am obsessed with my husband 100%, if you didn't catch on to that. And the truth is, we are the kind of people that could work together, eat, sleep, do all the things 24 hours a day, and we would never get tired of it. Like, he's laughing. Like, I don't understand why married people need a break from each other. I just don't get it. I don't get it either. I don't want to break from him. I just want to break from the kids so I could be with him, you know, like where it's just us. Those moments are very precious to us. And it doesn't matter what we're doing, it gets locked in our brain. Those moments, those conversations that we have, even stolen moments, we cherish them. Okay. So you have to stop having this expectation of something perfect, and you grow into that. You grow into that. Another huge problem in relationships is communication. Okay. Communication is definitely like sex. One partner seems to want to do it all day long, and the other person seems to be hiding because they feel like they can't handle anything else. That's it. Okay. You have to set aside time every day for sex. I mean, every day for communication, you guys. Okay. Set aside time for both, actually, but you have to talk. You have to talk about things. Practice good listening skills. One person is generally going to be miserable for the first few minutes, but that's the price to be paid. It's the price to be paid to have a successful relationship, and it's absolutely worth the price. And they might be miserable at first, but I promise they start to get comfortable doing that. And when I say that they're going to be miserable, it's usually the male, because guys don't talk about their feelings. And I get that. They're in a lot of ways, they shouldn't. They shouldn't. They need to hold on to that masculine energy. There is a sense of, you know, pride and accomplishment for not being reactive. They need to communicate. And it is uncomfortable at first, but then I promise once they start and they get in the habit, it's not that big of a deal. Okay. Another relationship thing, trust 100%. A lot of people have a hard time trusting other people. And then people are more resentful than others because they don't receive the level of trust they think they deserve. Trust is everything. You have nothing if you do not have trust. That's, you have to be open about everything. If your spouse right now said, "Hey, can I see your phone?" Are you going to freak the fuck out and be like, "Oh my God, you can't look at my phone"? I mean, I don't even have locks on my phones, and they're laying around 80% of the time, where my husband could do whatever he wanted, go through my messages, go through my texts. Like, there's never a point in my life where he's going to look at something and be like, "Oh, this is just fucked up." And the same thing. I mean, first of all, he hates technology. So any updates or anything that needs to be done on the phone, I have to do that. So there's so many times where I'm like, "Oh my God, just hand me your phone," and I just go through it. He doesn't freak out. You guys should be able to have that space, right? Have that honesty, have that trust. It's a beautiful feeling to not have to worry about the dumb shit, 100%. Money is an issue. Financial issues are going to lead to relationship challenges, okay? The feelings of stress and anxiety end up getting taken out on each other. You have to blame each other. The solution to that is that you have to form an alliance and you deal with financial challenges head on. Otherwise, if one person is doing it, resentment occurs. I know that we're getting a lot more open financially. I joke about it, you guys. That's the one thing I lie to my husband about, and that's the amount of money spent. But the tables are turning a little bit, honestly, where I just don't want to see it because I have dealt with this myself for a very long time. So I like bringing him in on it. And I kind of like to be ignorant in some things. Like, we go grocery shopping the other day and it's fine. I don't care. Just he's taking care of it, you know? You guys have to communicate about the division of labor. That's it. The chores. Okay. So just because you're a mom doesn't mean that the entire house falls on your shoulders. But what happens is whenever I've been a stay-at-home mom and I do not have a job or financial obligation, absolutely, it's my fucking job to run the house. Yes, I take care of the kids. I take care of the house. I do the things. Here, I mean, if my husband wants, you know, a clean dish, he will probably wash them because that's not my greatest trait. We divide things. I wouldn't say equally, but financially we're not equal either. So a lot more of the household chores fall on me because he is the breadwinner. So I do take a lot more of the weight of what's around the house because he carries that burden financially. Does that mean that he comes home and doesn't do shit around the house? No. He still will be the one to come and do things. And when I'm gone, he's cooking for the kids 3 nights a week. You know, he's doing the things. He does most of the outside stuff. I do most of the inside stuff. Whenever I need his help, he's not bitching about it. He's, you know, like today, I decorated my office. I finally decorated it. And I'm like, baby, if you want this box gone, I need your help taking it down. He wasn't like, God damn it, let's take the fucking boxes. He's like, all right, babe, let's get this over with. Like, let's just do it. Wasn't pissed. We just did it. So maybe you guys need to do a chore chart, make a list, divide shit up. Whatever that looks like for you guys, okay? Have integrity. Have integrity in your relationship. Don't act in any way you wouldn't be happy if your spouse was doing that. 100%. Like, I'm a bartender and old Brandon, young Brandon, absolutely. My whole MO was to flirt with everybody, and that is absolutely off the table. It's just not something that's necessary, especially now. I mean, you know, the place I work now is not really a bar. It's a restaurant. It's a restaurant. I just work behind the bar of the restaurant. So it's more of like a family oriented, you know, we get couples for date nights. It's not a bar. And even then I would set boundaries. I'm married and I'm proud of that. And I honor our marriage. I would never act with someone in any way I would be okay, not okay with my husband acting. Right. So there has to be a level of integrity and respect for how you are interacting with other people, 100%. And then something else that really happens a lot in relationships is getting stuck in that rut. And trust me, it is very easy to do. This is something that we're guilty of. But instead of getting stuck in that routine and not finding a future that's compelling, we set goals, you know, to get excited about. So set a big trip up or set up a big purchase. Get out of the house at least once a week, okay? We, you know, we plan the big purchases. Like right now, our big goal, we just bought a brand new fucking motorcycle, a year earlier than I expected, but we fucking did it and that's it. We're committed. Now we want to get pipes. So that's our next big thing. And then my husband wants to, you know, do some new things to his truck. And so we set these goals. Like that's what we're working for, you know, guns, ammo. Like we're in agreement. We're setting the goals. We're working towards those goals. We know where we agree to put our money financially. And that's important, 100%. You guys have to commit to these goals together and have something to look forward to so you're not just stuck in the rut. But you guys have to stop believing that a good relationship is 100% easy 100% of the time. That's it. That's an unrealistic, unreasonable expectation. Challenges are coming. You've got to be prepared for them. And one of the best things you could do for your relationship is get your shit right. So go back and re-listen to all the episodes I put up to get yourself ready for this week. As we dive in a little deeper on specific relationship issues, I'm excited about this. But number one way to save your relationship is to become the person that you need, 100%. And it's not about like I have to be strong all the time. I used to have that victim mentality of like I have to be strong, I have to be this person, I have to be this person. Like, when is it going to be my turn? Why can't this just be easy? The minute I stop feeling sorry for myself and saying, you know what? No one's going to love me the way I can love me. And the minute I started loving myself, the shift happened. And then all of a sudden, no one can love me less than I love myself. My husband cannot love me less than I love myself, even if he tried. It doesn't work like that. So it's about understanding that I maintain my happiness. I have to take care of myself. I'm responsible for what I'm feeding myself, for the activities I have throughout the day, for my passions, for my projects. I am responsible for that. It is not up to him to make me happy. 100%. It is not up to anyone to make you feel any kind of way. You have to take care of yourself. And then when you guys come together, you're two whole people that can complement each other. And that's when you get to enjoy the relationship. So if you're with someone who can give you that space to grow into yourself, that's a beautiful gift. And if you are someone who has grown into yourself and you have the perspective and the love and the space to hold for someone until they can love themselves, that's worth committing to. I've watched that transition, you know, just in my own marriage. And I love that I'm here for that. My only regret is that I didn't find him sooner. That's the truth. Like I wish we could have, you know, that's the only thing I would change is just, why couldn't I have found him first? Why couldn't I have found him a long time ago? And the potential was there, you guys. I've wanted to move to Michigan my whole life, like for a very long time. So I was always called to find him somehow. But anyway, all joking aside, you guys, 100% there can be a huge shift in your relationship if you just take responsibility for yourself and the part you play right now in this moment. Understand there are problems and stop watching everybody and their fake ass highlight reels on social media. And don't listen to those quotes of like, if he doesn't do this for you, he doesn't really love you. I mean, is it something you've communicated? I don't know. There's so many toxic ways that the internet can destroy your marriage. And I just want you guys to be careful of that. We'll talk about it this week, but I love you guys. So special guest Friday, make sure you subscribed. If you requested relationship advice for your friends and family, make sure you share this with them, either the advice or the podcast itself. That would be amazing. Be subscribed, get on my mailing list, at brandonlynette.com. And, I think that's it, bitches. I'll see you tomorrow.